Now let's go back to the example set of storms here. We start off with the reflectivity, and then we'll shift over to KDP, where you see the conceptual model is confirmed except for one case. So talking about where it's confirmed, we note that the non-severe thunderstorm exhibits a substantial KDP column that rises almost to 10 degrees Celsius. But when we go to the severe and supercell thunderstorm cases, the KDP fields become a little more diminished aloft. Only down low do the KDP fields rise. So both of these storms appear to be dominated by drier hailstones. Nevertheless, at minus 10 degrees Celsius, you'll see regions of high KDP values, especially up shear or west of the Biwer in the supercell case.